country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. Good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Welcome, folks.
Can survive.
You are tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on March 19th, 2018. I'm James Kelso. The show is live from my location in North Dakota and the Republic Broadcasting Network's location in Austin, Texas, where what you're supporting, folks, is a real, genuine radio network. So keep it up. Keep the support coming.
We have all things going on in Austin, Texas, James.
Yes, go ahead. This is Paul Fromm with us from Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, I'm up in the mountains of British Columbia. It's beautiful here. And I was just here. I was listening to public broadcasting from Spokane this afternoon. And yeah, there's some that weird bombing and the things going on down there. Has anybody got that figured out?
I don't. I've seen the same headlines you have. And, one thing that I dread is that when we have Donald Trump is zeroing in on the target, and he's got the program going, one thing our enemies will definitely do is they will try to distract the public. So school shootings, bombings, rumors of war, the usual distractions, diversions will appear. Whatever the enemy's got, they're clearly showing that they're coming unglued. The John Brennan statement that Donald Trump was displayed moral turpitude and that he would disappear into the dustbin of history, that's language we've never heard from a CIA director to a president of the United States. And James Comey, he is now going out on his speaking tour. We'll talk about that in tonight's show. James Comey is coming to a theater near you, folks. So get ready.
To plug his book, right?
Yes, he's plugging his book. He's actually going out on a speaking tour. And I love this. I want to keep that laser beam light on FISA Gate, on the crimes of our enemies, so that we don't go anywhere else. Our enemies, of course, will try to shift the topic, change the topic, make it anything else. The crucial question is, can our patriot media, the only one in the big media that's patriotic being Fox, and then all of us little guys, can we, in our cumulative effect, can we reach enough tens of millions of our kinsmen that the army will be mobilized and that the efforts of our enemies will be neutralized? That's the key question. So, and we're,
yeah, that's a tough one. A part of our role. This is what you and I can do.
Yes. Now, just to take the focus across the Atlantic for a moment, folks, an example of a failure that's, what can happen after success and then how it can be compromised. It looks as if Theresa May's government is selling out Brexit big time. So let's go to that. Yeah, let's go to that headline right now. Here's the way Breitbart covers it. Surrender to Brussels agreed. Britain obeys all EU laws. No control of fisheries and open borders into the 2020s.
Oh.
Yeah, this is bad, folks.
Well, Theresa May is, first of all, she didn't support Brexit. And she is at her heart a complete traitor. She has led the persecution of nationalists and the banning of visits to Britain by a number of nationalists. We talked about that last week. There was a Breitbart report, another one on the weekend.
Well, here's the Brexit story, though. The United Kingdom will agree to follow all European Union rules after Brexit and keep the nation's borders open for the duration of the transition period up to 2022, with further bad news for fisheries and communities in Northern Ireland as a new agreement was reached in Brussels today, Monday. The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator, Michael Barnier, B-A-R-N-I-E-R, made the announcement in a joint press conference with Britain's David Davis in Brussels, where the pair presented what was introduced as a legal text, which constitutes a decisive step towards a final agreement, revealing the enormous extent to which Theresa May's government has sold out the Brexit-voting British public. Barnier, if that's how he pronounces his name, and Davis spoke on a number of key policy areas, including immigration, British control over British laws, and regaining control over British fishing waters. Speaking first at the meeting with journalists, French politician, Barnier is not going to be Barnier. He's a French.
Barnier.
Monsieur Barnier. He's the Brexit negotiator, so he's not British. French politician. French politician Barnier said Britain had agreed to continue following all of Brussels' laws for years after the official Brexit date of March 2019, under the guise of a transition period, but would not be able to challenge or make decisions on that law itself. So the worst of all possible worlds, folks, the Brits get to follow the Brussels diktat, but they don't get to participate in it. That's pretty neat.
It's the thing that we have fought for 500 years in the Anglo-Saxon world. No taxation without representation. Britain has to follow the rules but has no say. Hey, wow, we're moving forward.
Well done, Theresa May. Yeah, well done. Sugarcoating the fact. Now, this verbiage I'm reading is from Breitbart, and that's why it sounds patriotic. Obviously, this is not something from the New York Times. And who's the author here? Breitbart authors are brilliant. This is Oliver Lane. Sugarcoating the fact that Britain won't be free from the yoke of EU legislation for years to come, Barnier said, quote, "The United Kingdom will no longer participate in EU decision-making processes because after the 30th of March 2019, you will no longer be a member state. Nonetheless, it will preserve," this is great, Eurospeak, "nonetheless, it will preserve all the benefits and advantages of the single market, the customs union, and European policies, and will therefore be required to respect all European rules, just like member states do." Barnier also made clear that Britain wouldn't have any control over immigration during the transition period either, with all European Union citizens coming to the United Kingdom through the period into the 2020s having full rights. How long? I ask. Forever. Under what Barnier called a new resident status, saying this would give those citizens, his word, legal certainty. Boy, this is slimy, Paul.
This is a betrayal to the very core that's the problem when you have somebody charged with making a deal who doesn't believe in it.
Yeah, exactly. Continuing, yet the whole deal will stand or fall. I'm going to skip on this. This is a detail here. The border between Ireland and Ulster, that's a sticking point, but I'm going to leave that because it is not the main betrayal here. Let me skip that for a second here. Here's what Nigel Farage said in a tweet. We sold out fisheries when we joined the EEC, and we're selling them out now as we leave it. Wow. As we leave. Davis, that's the Brit in this so-called negotiation. Doesn't sound like a negotiation to me. It sounds like a betrayal. Yeah, surrender, yeah. Who's unconditional surrender. Whose formerly tough pro-Brexit stance seems to have been worn down during his time negotiating in Brussels to a point where he greeted today's news of another massive capitulation as good news. He spoke next and dropped the fisheries bombshell, admitting that not only would Britain not take back control of its fisheries, but that the proportion of fish that UK fishermen are allowed to catch from their own waters under EU laws wouldn't change through the transition. Paradoxically, Davis praised this capitulation as, quote, protecting the interests of the United Kingdom's fishing community, unquote. Well, there you go. That also being a secondary, but still in a nation like Britain, which has huge fishing interest and huge connection to the ocean, it's important. But the big bomb there, folks, no control over immigration. Oh, that's the 800-pound gorilla. That's what Donald Trump addressed. That's what got him elected.
Yep.
And that's what's stirring patriots in Austria, in Hungary, in France, in Sweden, in Germany, in Italy. That's the issue. And so Theresa May has abjectly capitulated on everything. So, Paul, what we'll see tomorrow, tonight and tomorrow, we'll see the reaction across Europe. There will be fury.
And
for sure. Yeah, there'll be furious reaction to this. I'll see if I can't find some of it for you folks before we close out the show tonight. But that's really something that you might want to talk about at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And if I were to extract a moral from the story, folks, relating it to our situation here in America, these victories that we're winning, like the Brexit vote, that was a big one. They can be sabotaged. They can be compromised. They can be rolled back by an ever aggressive deep state, which doesn't let up for a second. So they don't accept defeat. They just keep clawing back. And that's what's happened here. Can you believe it, folks? The British people voted to get the hell out of the European Union, and their treasonous government, after getting the mandate from the people who should be sovereign. Well, the British people finding out once again, no, you're not. You're not sovereigns. We are in London, in your using the term loosely, government. So they've sold the whole thing out, and they're actually in worse shape now than they were when they at least had a vote in Brussels. Now they don't even have a vote in Brussels, but they have to follow every rule. My gosh, that's...
It's like in the contract negotiator coming back to the worker, to the membership with, we won! We've got lower wages and longer hours. Hooray! Did we ever beat them at the negotiating table?
Yeah, they wanted to cut your wages $5 an hour, and hey, we won four. They only cut it $4 an hour. This is terrible. Let's hope there is a prairie fire in Britain in coming days, lit under the Theresa May government. Let's hope there's a revolt. Let's hope that there's maybe a challenge. Parliamentary challenge to even her prime ministership. let's hope a lot of heat is generated in a crisis that throws her out. And I don't know. Now, I don't know the particulars, Paul, of when they say negotiating, this points out the insanity of having any relationship with a bureaucratic government like the Brussels, Strasbourg, EU. There is no constitutional basis for any of this. Who's in charge? We see that the vote of the people doesn't count. So this clown Davis and his buddy Barnier, they're going to decide the fate of the British people? What's wrong with this picture? Who are you, Dave? What is his position anyway? He's a chief negotiator? What is that? Who appointed you, buddy? Who elected you? And you're going to decide the fate of the British people. And when you talk about an immigration policy whereby anybody in the EU has to be welcomed into Britain, that's what the current policy is, folks. If you're inside the EU, you could stipulate legally. I don't think they're bound to allow the entrance of people illegally, but maybe they are. But in any event, it's so easy to get into the EU. If you're in the EU and you're down in the boot of Italy, just get up to Britain. Get up to Calais and then get across into Britain. And that's legal. You can go into Ireland if you want. You can go anywhere. I mean, this is insane. People don't know this. It's so crazy they don't even believe it, that there are no borders within the European Union.
That's right.
So those of you who ever traveled to Europe at some point, you had a passport and it got stamped at the border. Not anymore. And you had to have a visa and things like this. No, not anymore. The nations, most importantly, the nations at the border entrances had control over who could come into the country. Well, they don't anymore. They don't have sovereignty anymore. The EU does. And on that point, on that one single point, if Brussels retains the ability to send anybody they want inside of your nation, you're over. You're toast.
Yeah. In fact, if you go to Europe, let's say you fly to France, you go through immigration in Paris. As soon as you are cleared there, you can go anywhere in the European Union. You can take a train to Poland or Latvia, Estonia, Italy, Slovenia. You can go anywhere. You know, the border controls that were there in yesteryear aren't there anymore. And people, I think a lot of people from North America don't realize that.
And let us, extracting more morals from the story, you know, we've touted the victory at Brexit as being something on a scale like the victory of Donald Trump, and it was, and it should be, it should still be. That's an enormous victory. But now, just how much we can value the Trump victory, the Brexit victory may have just disappeared. At least for the moment, it has disappeared. For the moment, at least, unless there's a great firestorm tomorrow and in weeks to come. So these victories that we have around the world, Donald Trump stands out as he's in place. He has not been swept away. There's no Theresa May or Mr. Davis or Mr. Barnier who can cancel Donald Trump. Now, somebody who is trying to cancel Donald Trump, Robert Mueller, what's his latest criminality? Well, let's take a look. What's Robert Mueller up to now that he's got nothing? Special Counsel Robert Mueller, this is reporting at Breitbart, has focused... Special Counsel Robert Mueller focusing on Trump obstruction, not collusion. Well, what does that mean, folks? He was empowered by Rod Rosenstein to investigate collusion with the Russians. Nothing else. Now he's going after something else. He's changing the subject. We'll be right back with that and your call. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you gotta hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. Yeah. Well, I'm a small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle, and that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame. Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. I don't want no handout living. I don't want a part of
anything. Want a part of anything they're giving. I got a song to sing. Well, we're back, folks. And Donald Trump, the deep state, trying to destroy Donald Trump, just as the deep state is trying to destroy Brexit. The latest effort by Robert Mueller, and his deep state buddies like John Brennan, James Comey, and Andy Baby McCabe, he is focusing on obstruction of justice. He is, the report says, the top two topics that Mueller has expressed interest in so far are the firings of FBI Director James Comey and National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Let's see, I'm going to skip down here. This is such BS, of course, and we've all been through it over and over again. We want to get down to the where the real fighting begins between these deep state people and us. And, of course, Jim Jordan. I'm going to play a little bit of Jim Jordan, Tom Fitton, Mark Meadows, Ron DeSantis. Boy, these people, they are taking on the deep state. The president tweeted repeatedly over the weekend about the special counsel investigation, reflecting his deep frustration over the matter. The president attacked Comey, who is set to launch a book tour next month. I'll give you those dates in a moment. He says, the president tweets, Andrew McCabe fired. A great day for the hardworking men and women of the FBI. These are the people who have nothing, who have no control over the direction of the whole agency. A great day for democracy. Sanctimonious James Comey was his boss, McCabe, and made McCabe look like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and corruption going on at the highest levels of the FBI, the president tweeted Saturday. The president continued tweeting about the probe on Sunday. The Mueller probe should never have been started, in that there was no collusion and there was no crime. It was based on fraudulent activities and a fake dossier paid for by crooked Hillary and the DNC and improperly used in FISA court for surveillance of my campaign, witch hunt. And then today, the president continues, a total witch hunt with massive conflicts of interest. So, in fact, I think there's a tweet from the president here in just minutes ago. Let's just see here. We've got a tweet. I just hit F5 on my computer to update his Twitter account. And there's a tweet 58 minutes ago on another topic. Let me go back here. The total witch hunt tweet was with massive conflicts of interest. That was 12 hours ago. The call-in line is open, 800-313-9443, if you want to participate. I want to touch on a couple other topics here in our brief hour together, Paul. And one that I'm going to just, it's going to be a refrain for the next couple of months, is a Patriot event that the Council of Conservative Citizens, in conjunction with the American Freedom Party, is setting up in just west of Nashville, Tennessee, at Montgomery Bell State Park. I hope you will be able to come out to that. It's a great chance for listeners here on this show to get together, meet other folks, and meet some of your favorite authors, speakers, minds in our cause. I did a little thing here. I took a pair of calipers and dividers, and I did a circle around Nashville to see how easy it would be for you to get to this event, June 15, 16, and 17. And here's what I came up with. This is a pretty easy drive for a lot of folks, and I really hope that you folks who could drive to the event will do so. Others like myself, 1,000 miles away, I'm going to have to fly. It's well worth it. All the West Coast folks are going to have to fly, New Englanders. But I'll detail in a moment how close Nashville is to you right after this break.
Still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say. So sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying so and so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. I'm gonna stand up and say so. We're gonna stand up and say so. I know you're lying, cause your lips are moving. There's no use trying, cause you ain't improving. My opinion of you, it's time that you should pack up and go.
I'm back, folks. We're back, and pointing out the latest tactic of the deep state to derail Trump as they're working to derail Brexit. They never give up. These leftists, they are dogged fanatics, and we have to be just as dedicated to beating them. And the remarkable thing, you know, get this, folks, this whole Pricegate thing, imagine how amazing this is if you're Donald Trump. There is nothing. There is no crime. Donald Trump did nothing wrong, no impropriety, nothing. Zero, nothing. And yet for the first 14 months of his presidency, he's been submerged by the FISA fraud, by the criminality of Strzok and Page and Comey and McCabe and Rodenstein and Mueller. Mueller's also a criminal in this. He's been submerged. What are they achieving by doing this? Just as Brexit is being torn apart by the deep state, they're tearing Donald Trump apart. Now, it's not working completely. Trump is accomplishing tremendous things. But imagine if he hadn't been dragged through this every day of his presidency. Here's Tom Fitton talking about it, and he's focusing in on the fact that Jeff Sessions is supposedly in charge of these deep state people in the Justice Department. And here's what Fitton has to say about it. He's definitely saying Jeff Sessions is not being a man.
Happening during the Obama administration, but by appointees of President Trump, Jeff Sessions has got to step up and take back control of the Justice Department. Rod Rosenstein has a personal interest, it seems to me, in keeping this information away. And Director Wray is completely out to lunch on these issues, where he's more concerned about the institution of the FBI and protecting its reputation than cleaning house in terms of the corruption issues. And now we've got this issue now about the court. I know a little bit about the judicial ethics process. I can tell you it's unusual for a court to recuse themselves from a case like this without an explanation. It's unusual. And these new text messages raise questions about what was going on and why the court recused itself without telling the public what was the reason for doing so in such a high-profile case.
Jim Jordan, Sean, I see you want to weigh in.
Sean, it's unusual for the judge to recuse himself at any time. It's really unusual for him to recuse himself after the case has been decided.
Well, what do you make of Judge Contreras' relationship with Peter Strzok in all this?
Well, and also Peter Strzok's relationship with Michael Flynn. He was there at the interview of Michael Flynn when supposedly Flynn said something false to the FBI. So that I don't know how this all fits.
So now Jim Jordan, folks, that's a hero. His staff figured out by their own research, they figured out that texts that Rodenstein didn't even want to provide, even in their redacted form. Jim Jordan's staff took the redacted documents, which didn't reveal that Contreras was the one dealing with Strzok and Page. Those names were redacted out. Jordan's staff managed to figure it out, fill in those names, and so that's the only reason we know that this criminality was going on. And what Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch, and those are heroes there, he just pointed out is that when he goes into court, his Judicial Watch attorneys, they are confronted the people denying them access to these messages are Jeff Sessions' attorneys. It's not the Obama administration. It's not the Obamaites you would expect to be saying, no, you can't look at these documents. No, no, no. No, it's Jeff Sessions' own attorneys. And what Fitton is saying, and also Jim Jordan here and Sean Hannity, what's wrong with you, Jeff Sessions? Can't you get some real men in there, some real patriots? Are there no patriotic or ethical attorneys left in the United States? And what's happening is these swamp creatures from within the various bureaucracies, like Christopher Wray, who was made attorney general by Donald Trump himself. But what did Trump get? What did he get fooled by? Christopher Wray comes out of the FBI. The swamp is raising up its people. It's very difficult for an outsider like Trump to come in and find a fresh outside face and take over something like the FBI. But certainly in the case of the Justice Department, Jeff Sessions, come on, Jeff Sessions. So hopefully the fury will build and build, like the fury of the British people at the sabotage of Brexit. Jeff Sessions, you're sabotaging our Trump victory. You're allowing this to proceed. You don't need to be recused. You can unrecuse yourself. Mueller doesn't need to be there. You can get rid of him. You can restrict. You can limit. You can say, Mueller, you got 100 days left. Mueller, you can investigate this, but not everything in the world. And here's your budget, and that's it. You can also fire him. You can bring in attorneys that will uphold the Constitution when Tom Fitton comes in seeking Freedom of Information Act, the right of the public to the communications of our government, all of them, that don't pertain to some national security secret that we reasonably should not know. But all these communications between these criminals in the Justice Department and the FBI, they are certainly things that we should know. Peter Strzok talking with Lisa Page about setting up a cocktail party with Judge Contreras so they can put in the fix. I forget the names, those mob names that we, Goomba and other things. There was a name for the mistress of a Goomba, which was what Lisa Page is. I forgot what that glossary of the mob is. But this is a mob. This is a terrible, terrible mob, much more serious than any petty criminal mob, because these people have destroyed our Constitution and are destroying our country. Let me go back to this other theme that I had, which is, can you go to this Patriot Conference that we're setting up? Well, listen to this. I drew a 150-mile circle, a 300-mile circle, and a 450-mile radius around Nashville, Tennessee. Listen to if you live in any of these states, you're inside that 450-mile radius, and I could see an easy drive. I used to drive between Los Angeles and San Francisco and back over and over again. It was like just a weekend routine to drive to San Francisco. That's 450 miles. It's an easy drive. If you live in any of these states, you're closer than 450 miles to Nashville. Louisiana, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky, Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, North Carolina, and South Carolina. 14 states. And half of Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Michigan are also within that 450-mile radius. You can drive to this event June 15, 16, and 17. If you want to register for the event, do it at theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. You'll find a button there on the upper right where you can reserve rooms. You can get an event ticket, get a banquet ticket if you want to do that, and let us know that you'll be coming. But if you're within driving distance, that's the best weekend you could arrange for yourself. Bring your family, bring your kids. It will be wonderful. Within that 450-mile radius, here are some of the cities, if you live in these. Jacksonville, Florida, Charleston, South Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Detroit, Milwaukee, Chicago, New Orleans, Shreveport, Joplin, Tulsa, Kansas City, Texarkana, Texas, even, is within 450 miles. And other towns are less than 300 miles. A really easy drive, a day drive. Indianapolis, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Columbia, South Carolina, Little Rock, Arkansas, Columbus, Ohio, Jackson, Mississippi, Montgomery, Alabama. That's just an easy day drive. So I hope you'll take a look at the promotions to the event. Consider coming. The speakers, I'll mention those as we come up to the event. People like Dr. Kevin McDonald, Dr. Adrian Krieg, Dr. Tom Sunick, Dr. Virginia Abernethy. What an event. James Edwards and two sterling organizations, the American Freedom Party and the Council of Conservative Citizens. So you will have a very good time there at such an event. Let's go to 800-313-9443 is a call-in number. And let's take a look here at some more news. Things coming out right now. I'll hit the headline. Donald Trump is proposing a death penalty for drug traffickers, and I like his quote. We need the wall to keep the damn drugs out. I love that choice of terminology. President Trump vowed to get tough on the opioid epidemic, even in proposing the death penalty for some of the worst drug traffickers. If we don't get tough on the drug dealers, we are wasting our time, he said at an event in New Hampshire. The toughness includes the death penalty. He says, unless you have really, really powerful penalties led by the death penalty with the really bad pushers and abusers, we are going to get nowhere. He criticized Democrats for opposing the wall on the southern border. Eventually, the Democrats will agree with us to build the wall and keep the damn drugs out, he said, prompting chants of build that wall in the room.
Right.
He also criticized sanctuary city policies for allowing illegal immigrants and drug dealers to remain in the country. He called on Congress to end funding for sanctuary cities. He said, if we're not going to get tough on the drug dealers who kill thousands of people and destroy so many people's lives, we're just doing the wrong thing, he said. We've got to get tough. Trump specifically vowed to empower law enforcement to crack down on the supply of drugs, including prescription drug reforms targeting doctors and drug companies. I love tough guys. We need tough guys, Trump said, pointing out an ICE agent who was in the crowd. The audience in New Hampshire cheered Trump's proposed solutions, many of them wearing red Make America Great Again campaign hats in support of the president. And he says he's also going to, he's got a whole series of proposals here. And, you know, folks, it's real. There is an opioid crisis in America. An aspect to that that Trump's aware of is China is manufacturing many of these opioids and wants them dumped into America to make money and to destroy us as a people. So yeah, you may have read. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Drug joke society is not going to be able to fight back. And this is a diabolical thing that they're complicit with. Absolutely diabolical. And I'm glad to see Trump has not criticized or reprimanded the President Duterte of the Philippines. You know, each country's solutions are, you know, have to be tailored to their particular area. But his police and army have been really tough. And when the drug pushers have tried to shoot back or fight back, well, it's not gone well for them.
Yes, and this, you know, this is what's new, folks. As a man who talks sense, you know, on these murderous shooters. What we need is people shooting back. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yep.
drug dealers, what we need is dead drug dealers. That's pretty good. And you've got people overrunning your country. Hey, build a wall. Round them up. You got MS-13 gang members all over the country. Donald Trump says, I want tough guys. And he says this whenever he talks about the police teams that he is in effect, he personally in effect is sending these teams out after MS-13. He said these are really tough guys, tougher than the people they're arresting. And that's exactly what's needed. That cop on the beat, if he's going to get you to, if you're a criminal, that cop's got to be taller than you with bigger fists and more of a snarl on his face when he confronts you. And that's what the only form of law enforcement that's ever worked. If the criminals feel that they have sanctuary cities, that there's, you just walk into the country, as Britain is now being subjected to by Brussels. All you have to do is get into the country. Paul just described it there. You get off your plane or boat or train or walk across or get in your dinghy and land on the beach at Marseille. And now you're in. You just walk around. Go wherever you want. Shop the available opportunities. Does Stockholm have better welfare than Italy? Well, get up to Stockholm. How about Hamburg? Hamburg, is that better than Greece? Yes, it is. So all those Turks in Greece, where do they want to go? They tell you when the reporters ask them, oh, we're going to Germany.
Immigration is always an entirely selfish thing. Nobody comes to America to make America great again. They come selfishly to better themselves. Now, we have got to take exactly the same attitude. Not, you know, what can we do for you, but rather what can you provide for us? And if you haven't got anything that will help us, then you know, bugger off.
Yes, indeed. So the... And, of course, the left continues to melt down. Go ahead, Paul.
No, that's what I was going to say.
The left continues its ongoing meltdown, which is wonderful. And let's hope that they continue to do it, continue to come up with insane statements like John Brennan. And I don't have that quote in front of me, but boy, I'll have to get that back here. The John Brennan tweet. I think that takes the cake, folks, for the most crazy statement by a very high, powerful individual. Let me see if I can get John Brennan's statement back here. That was amazing. I'll have it when we come.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong.
I'm going to cut right in here to old Merle because we don't have much time left, and I want to share this with you. The John Brennan. This is the most, you're not going to see too many like this in your lifetime. John Brennan, former director of the CIA. And who is this clown? Well, where did we get this guy? Obama appointed him to the director of the CIA. He's 62 years old now as he makes these amazing tweets. Born in Jersey City, New Jersey, Irish ancestry on both sides, and He went to school at St. Joseph of the Palisades High School in West New York, New Jersey, before enrolling at Fordham. So at least once anyway, at some point, a good Catholic boy. But boy, has he gone adrift. And here's what he tweeted to the president. When the full extent of your venality, moral turpitude, and political corruption becomes known, you, addressing Trump, will take your rightful place as a disgraced demagogue in the dustbin of history. You may scapegoat Andy McCabe, but you will not destroy America. America will triumph over you. Wow. Folks, them's fighting words. So this is amazing. Now, he hasn't tweeted since then. He tweeted that on March 17th, 2 days ago. No more from John Brennan in the intervening days. But that's who this, you know, that's what this guy is doing. Unbelievable. Now, by the way, before we go, when we talk about this event coming up here, a chance for all of us to get together in just west of Nashville, Tennessee, here's my phone number. If you haven't written it down already, please do it. It's kind of unusual for people to give out their personal phone number. I do it all the time. 701-317-5317. That really is my cell phone. 701-317-5317. And as Chuck in Texas can tell you, I just talked to him earlier today. I called him back. He left a message on my phone. I called him back. We talked for a long time. A great conversation. Thank you, Chuck. But you can call me, folks. Any of you can call me anytime. And I'm especially eager to answer your questions about this Patriot get-together, which I hope you will consider attending. It's just a great chance. There aren't many get-togethers like this, and I can tell you from having participated in many different events all over the country, this is going to be great. And I've never seen a better location, place, environment for a really peaceful. Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Let me second that. I've been to Virginia Bell several times for American Renaissance conferences. It's beautiful. The setting is amazing. It'll be just grand there in June. It's safe. It's in rural Tennessee. It's not that far from Nashville. Wow. You don't want to miss this one.
Yeah. Yeah, the only difficulty, folks, the only impediment is getting there. The cost of the event, negligible. It's just, can you get there? And if as I say, that's why I went into that driving radius. 14 states within 450 miles. Hope to see you then at the event. Hope to see you tomorrow in our next installment of the American Freedom Party Report and Trump Phenomenon. Thank you, Paul. See you tomorrow night.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.